And he's here to share some of those secrets with you. As a matter of fact, Mark will be back again later this afternoon and also tomorrow. This is a three-part series. It's getting what you're worth, how to get what you're worth, and being what you're worth. We think this is a super three-part seminar that we've never done anything like this before. And ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Mark Farrell. Yeah.
Freaking it out, man! Welcome to Las Vegas, one of the few places a mobile DJ can go where there's a ton of lights and you didn't have to carry any of them in and set them off. Yeah. World's most expensive wedding reception, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, was for Muhammad, son of Sheikh Rashid bin Said Al Maktoum. Thank you. To Princess Salama. It was held in Dubai in a specially constructed stadium for 20,000 guests in 1981. It lasted 7 days, cost $22 billion. The DJ got $650. Are you a crappy DJ?
No!
All the crappy DJs, raise your hand right now. Crappy DJs. One, two. Okay, you two guys stay seated. Everybody else stand up. Put your hand up as if to take an oath, because that's what you're about to do. Ready? I state your name. Am an excellent professional disc jockey.
I am worth more
than I am currently charging.
I
vow today
to
raise my rates
to
$1,200. Yeah! You've done it! Thank you! Good night! Who's taken that oath before? Who has taken that oath before?
I don't feel oranges anymore, Mark!
And out of those people who raised your hands just now have taken that oath before, how many did raise their rates to 1,200? Go ahead, stand up. Yeah, not bad. Dave Lopez! Did you raise your rate to 1,200?
I didn't get that far, sir. Did not get that far.
Dave, come on up. Step up to the microphone. Go ahead and give your testimony about making all that money.
We're in Montebello, Los Angeles, California, in the east side. DJ's not really making it. They're just, you know, just getting by $300-$400. We were doing brown shows, me and my brother. The most we were getting with a nice light show was $520, and we thought we were cooking, right? Because we were getting booked. We're single operators. Now we went to the brown show. After leaving Mr. Farrell, raised our prices. I told my brother, we're gonna go to $650, $750, just to go out with no lights.
4 hours!
4 hours! Based it on 4 hours.
And we're getting it!
We went out, and we're getting it. We're getting it. As Mark says, individual markets.
30,000 plus, that's from you, brother. Thank you.
Dave Lopez, ladies and gentlemen. Carl Mendling! Carl Mendling from San Jose!
Is this thing on? I'm from Silicon Valley. Anybody heard of Silicon Valley? It's not exactly at the bottom of the economy scale right now there, so I heard Mark tell me to raise my rates to $1,200. I start at $1,200 and average $1,500 now for an event.
Carl Mendling, ladies and gentlemen. I think we should take it from here. Thanks, Carl. Just a couple small examples of what I'm expecting, not hoping, not wishing, expecting each and every one of you to do. I want you and everyone to start thinking of $1,200 as the average. The average rate for a professional mobile disc jockey, that is my quest. Ask not what you can do for $1,200, ask what $1,200 can do for you. I believe within this decade that we will land a DJ safely on a $3,000 gig and return him safely to his office the next day. In 1980, I worked for a chain of nightclub restaurants called the Red Onion. The DJs were being paid $200 a week. We were responsible for generating over $250,000 in sales each month in each store, all for $200. My gut said that we were worth a little bit more than $200. So I asked the other jocks to keep track of their time and expenses, and then I wrote a grievance memo that I presented to management. The immediate result was we all got a raise to $600 a week, three times as much as we started out with. The secondary result was I got fired 2 weeks later. Was it worth it? Yes, it was, because a month after that, I was hired back for $750. In 1987, I was hired by a club owner who acknowledged the value of a good DJ. He offered me a $10,000 signing bonus for a 2-year contract, $1,000 a week, and a percentage of the increased sales. I was making more than the general manager. The owner knew it wasn't the GM that was packing his nightclub every night. In 1989, when I started my mobile business, I joined the Wedding Guild, a bridal resource center. The owner, Lorraine, asked how much I charged. I told her $575 for 4 hours. She told me no DJ is worth $575. That's when I decided to raise my rates to $675. Each time I raised my rates between $100 and $350 each time, it was scary. It was scary. The phone would ring, they'd say how much, you smile and say $1,200. They don't know that your buns are so tight you could crack a walnut. They don't know that. And each time I raised my rates, there was always someone there to tell me that I wasn't worth it. Even other DJs. Can you imagine? My brothers and sisters, other DJs saying you're not worth it, but based on customer feedback, I held my breath and I took the plunge. There will always be someone there to tell you you are not worth it. Always. Don't listen to the guys making less than you tell you you're not worth more. Listen to the guys making more than you tell you that you are worth more. That's what I did, and it's really just that simple. When a client hired me for his daughter's wedding in Sacramento, a 12-hour drive for me from Southern California, I charged him $3,500, 4 hours, 2 speaker cabinets, no lights, no extras. This doesn't happen all the time, but it proved to me how much some clients feel DJs are worth, how much you are worth. Are you having fun being a DJ?
Yeah!
If you're having fun being a DJ at $600 a gig, wait till you see how much fun it is at $3,500 a gig. I've talked to DJs who say they can't get more than $595, and these guys bring 8 speakers, smoke machines, lights, video, the whole works. And the truth is they can charge more, a lot more, but they just don't think they can. Why? Why don't we charge more? I think we're suffering an identity crisis. As an industry, our biggest challenge is we just don't know what our worth is, what our value is. When you leave today, I want you to have absolutely no doubts about your worth as a DJ. Our value as a commodity, as professionals, as performers, and as service providers. How many of you are being paid too much? Raise your hands. Didn't think so. How many would like to make more money per gig? Raise your hands. Yeah. Here's the big secret. The secret is there's no secret. You just raise your rates, you just do it right now, you just vote yourself a raise. That's exactly what Congress did when they wanted a raise. They voted themselves a raise while everybody was asleep. Congress can hardly balance a budget. You are more talented than Congress is, so vote yourself a raise right now. Write this down. If I charge nothing for my time, that is exactly what it's worth. Write that down. Or get it. It's included in the printed materials at the back of the room. I suggest you get it. You post it in your office, you memorize it, and you live it. The quickest way to find out your worth, and I do not recommend anybody do this, but the quickest way to find out how much you really are worth is don't show up to your next event. Not only will the party not happen, but they will sue you. They'll not just sue you for the amount of the contract, though. They will sue you for the entire amount of the party. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how much you are worth. Value is set by the status quo. When a small group of us started this little crusade about 5 years ago, the average price for a mobile DJ in Southern California had been the same for about 15 years. Think of it. $450, or about $100 an hour to $125 an hour, what the high-end guys were getting. For 15 years, it stayed the same. Then we voted ourselves a raise. 2 years later, the average price for a DJ was $650 for 4 hours. Now it's about $850 for 4 hours on average. All we did was make a decision and stick to it. That's all. Whatever the average price is for mobile DJs in your market, that's the status quo, the average price. It's set by what you charge as a group. It's what our clients consider the customary and reasonable rate of pay. It's what they are used to paying. And guess what? We set the status quo. And we should set the status quo the same way every other industry does. The thing all other products and services have built into the price is the expense of producing the product or service, which includes a profit margin and a livable wage. It's not price fixing, it's simply the cost of doing business. We need to come to a base price index, the same way every other legitimate business does, by adding a profit margin to the cost of doing business. And there is no maximum, there is no minimum profit margin. Perfume costs literally pennies to make, to manufacture, but Chanel sells it for $100 to $300 per ounce. Is it worth it? Why? Perceived value, customary and reasonable, and the chicks dig it. So, what if you decided to raise your rates, and across the country, when customers called, they heard an average $1,200 or $1,500 or $1,800 or more. What would happen? Would people stop hiring DJs? They'd continue hiring DJs and they would gladly pay. Our perceived value would be greater, it would become customary and reasonable, it would become our status quo. The key is knowing your worth. Strength to change comes from knowing how much you're worth. So let's look at that. How does your rate compare to the rental of related equipment? How much would it cost your clients to DJ their own party? Just equipment, no entertainment professional included. How does your price compare? These are prices I got out of the Yellow Pages. A DJ system alone is $300 without a music library. If you're charging in the neighborhood of $300 to $600 for your services, and that's how much it costs to rent the equipment alone, don't! And they're gonna need music too. But nobody rents music libraries, so they'll need to buy, say, 50 CDs. And that's about $700. And it would still never match the variety a professional DJ carries with him. Let's say they opt for a jukebox instead. A jukebox stocked with 12 CDs runs between $100 and $300. And of course, more music costs more money. A client who hired me a few years ago got a quote for a jukebox of $750. Let's look at the worth based on a professional fee. If you're a professional DJ, if you use the word professional in your advertising or business cards, if you conduct yourself in a professional manner, then this is your profession. Compared to other professions and trades, how much do you make? Go ahead and take a look at this as I'm chatting here. The range is between $75,000 a year to millions per year. Where do you fit in? What is your salary? How do you compare to other professions? After business expenses, retirement plans, health and medical insurance, profit sharing, where does your salary land? Let's look at other wedding professionals, other peers. How do your fees compare with wedding professionals in your area? This is how it looks in my area. And the vendors I work with most land on the higher end of these figures. I took some of the lower figures from a national survey that was published in 1995. I suggest you do the research in your area and know where your pricing stands among your wedding professional peers. I think... I think this says it all. How does your price compare with a veggie platter? I want you to think about this. Carrot sticks, cauliflower, celery sticks, little Hidden Valley ranch dressing that most people will not eat. At $7.50 a person, 200 people, that's $1,500. How does your price compare? Do you contribute at least as much to a party as the veggie platter? Don't get me wrong, I have nothing against vegetables. They're an important part of a healthy diet, but not a successful party. Who's worth more than broccoli? Yeah! Who's worth more than a veggie platter? Yeah! Amazing to me that $1,500 for a veggie platter is customary and reasonable, the status quo. And a DJ is perceived to be worth something less than vegetables. Let's look at the worth, your worth based on the cost of doing business. How much time do you spend with clients? How much time do you spend on business? What's your overhead, capital expense? How many events can you do a year? How many events do you prefer to do a year? How many weekends are there in a year to create your income? See, the point is we don't sell a product. We sell a specialized service. So in the course of the year, we have a limited amount of time to sell our talents. I want you to hear that. We have a limited amount of time to sell our talents. Who's paying us during the week to do payroll, bills, bookkeeping, accounting, sales, marketing, printing, ad design, prospecting, going to trade shows, buying music product, keeping up with trends, transportation, client meetings, practicing new skills, and show preparation? Who's paying us to do that all week long? Our clients are. The question is, how much? At $800 per week, divided by 40 hours a week, it's $20 per hour. It's a misconception that you're making $800 for a four-hour gig. You're not. If you're leaving your job to start your own business, a common guideline says that you should multiply your current wage by a factor of 3 to cover overhead, benefits, and downtime if you want to simply maintain your previous pay rate. So if you made $30,000 a year at your job, you'd need to gross $90,000 a year as a DJ. At $600 a gig, you would need to do 150 parties per year. I don't know about you, but I went into business to make more than I could working for an employer. These are all considerations if you want to be a full-time professional mobile DJ, if you want to make this your profession, if you want to make this your career. And why wouldn't you? I can only think of one reason why you wouldn't want to, because maybe you don't make enough money. If you're a part-time DJ and you have a day job, it's still important to know the real costs of doing business. Know your worth and charge accordingly. Your time is especially valuable if you're working already 40 hours a week. You're taking time away from your family, you're taking time from your recreation and from yourself, and that, my friends, is worth a lot. Do the math. Use your own numbers. Don't leave anything out, including office rental if you work at home, cable TV if you watch MTV or VH1 to keep current on music. All are valid business expenses, which if you don't include in your operating expenses, you're stealing from yourself and your company's profits. Don't include these items in your income, even if you would incur them as expenses without running a DJ business. If you have an annual operating expense totaling $60,000 and you do 100 parties per year, you need to charge $600 per party just to break even. Add a professional salary now of $75,000, which is what I prefer, and you'll need to charge $1,350 per party at 100 parties per year. Think about it. Perhaps you don't like that tax bracket and you want to make less. Plug in your own figures and see what you come up with for yourself. Let's say, for example, your capital and operating expenses are exactly half of that $60,000. At $30,000, that's still $300 per party at 100 parties per year, about the cost of renting the equipment alone, just to break even. To earn a professional salary of $75,000, your per party rate would be $10.50 per party. Do a business plan. Know your worth. Think about the average cost of a home. In Orange County, California, it's $251,000 for an average home, a median home in Orange County. Think about your college, your kids' college education, medical benefits, a new car, a Mazda. It's a real DJ back there. Think about a two-week vacation, an IRA, or, hey, a retirement fund. Who wants to work at Walmart greeting guests in your golden years? In order to retire in 20 years with $1 million in the bank, and by the way, $1 million in the bank 20 years from now is not going to be a lot of money, you must save $1,317 a month at 10% interest, tax-free, for 20 years. How many of you can afford to save $1,317 every month right now? Let's look at supply and demand. Maybe we think the market just won't bear a higher price. Supply and demand. My area, Orange County, California, there are 20,000 weddings per year. Wow, that's just weddings in one county. There are 2,362 weddings in the U.S. every year. 2.3 million. Just weddings, not including bar mitzvahs, corporate events, etc. If all I need are 100 weddings a year, what are the odds in my area? 100 out of 20,000 is 0.5%, one half of 1%. I have got to, by accident, be able to appeal to a half of 1% of the market, and that's just in one county. I could go to LA, San Bernardino, San Diego, I could go anywhere. If you're marketing and you're doing halfway decent job, it's impossible not to get those parties. But let's say, just for instance, I raise my rates and lose part of the market share. In this example, a 10-party reduction and $150 per party pay increase. 120 parties times 600 is $72,000. Drop 10 parties to 110. At 750, 150 more, and you get $84,000. 100 parties at 900, 90,000. 90 parties at 1050, 94,500. 80 parties at 1200, $96,000. In other words, a total reduction of 33%, total reduction of a full third of your normal amount from 120 to 80 parties to affect a 25% increase in income. Think about it. Think about it. Another way to look at it is at $1,200, we can lose 50% of our bookings and still make the same $72,000 we did at 120 parties. Full 50% you can drop. If you're charging $600 per party right now, at 120, you can lose half of that and make the same money. But you know something? You're not really making the same money, because your expenses to do more work, your expenses to do 120 parties is greater than doing fewer parties. So in essence, you've become more profitable by raising your price and doing fewer jobs. This assumes that you actually lose business. Chances are you won't, especially if the customary and reasonable rate of pay for all your area DJs, $1,200. Let's look at the worth based on your contribution to an event. Who makes or breaks the party? The cake, the photographer, favors, flowers, the veggie platter? No. Then why do people spend more money on those items than on their entertainment? You. Why? Because you allow it. You allow it by not charging what you're worth. Perceived value, customary and reasonable, the status quo. If you memorize anything, remember those three terms. A party is by definition an entertainment function. It is a function of entertainment. If not, it wouldn't be a party. It would be something else. If it were a food function, a DJ wouldn't be required. If it was a photographic function, it could be done in a studio without guests. If it were a floral event, it would be the freaking Rose Parade. Most people believe, though, that it's a food function. And you know something? They'd be right. It is a food function when their guests leave the party 3 hours early just after eating. But most clients don't want their guests to leave early. And ladies and gentlemen, that's worth a lot. Photographers, florists, bakers, and caterers would have us believe that they are the most important component of a celebration. And based on what they're paid, they would be right. Perceived value, customary and reasonable, the status quo. Perception is reality. But anybody who's ever been to a great party knows it's the DJ that makes it great. It's the entertainment that drives the function, any function from a cocktail party to the Academy Awards. Not food, not photos, not cake, not the flowers, nor the favors. Hate favors. You know how much those little Hershey bars are that say his and hers on them? $4 a piece. Times 200, 800 dinero. Wow. Brides and grooms spent on average $17,634 in 1995 on this one day, their wedding day. Notice the second item up here, if you can squint and read that. Ah, música caliente. $910, that was in 1995, friends. This year, the national average is $20,000, and the year 2000 will have more weddings than any year in the last 10 years, according to Modern Bride magazine. The wedding business is a $35 billion industry. How much of that did you get? In a 6-hour day, one for the ceremony, five for the reception, $20,000, the average price of a reception in this country, divides up to $3,333.33 per hour that today's brides and grooms are spending on that one day that you preside 4 or 5 hours over. If their guests leave just 1 hour early because they didn't spend enough for the entertainment, they've wasted $3,333.33. We are the insurance policy that makes sure our customers, our clients, get the full value of their expense, the full value of the money they spend on their reception, a small price to pay at $1,200. But beyond the money, it's not all about money. Our clients' other expenses are time, usually a year or more in planning, and the emotional expense. And that's a lot expended on this one day. All out the door when the $20,000 emotional plan for a year party ends early because they foolishly spent more money on the ice sculpture, which isn't really a sculpture, it's a mold. Spent more money on the ice mold than the one thing that would have kept their guests involved, having fun and entertained, that is us, the DJ Entertainment. Now, how much are you worth? When you have clients, listen carefully to this, when you have clients who know you understand the value and expense of their event, they will understand your value and expense. They will see you as someone who respects their investment. And in valuing their investment, they see you as someone who is willing to take the responsibility for the success of the party. Let's put it in further perspective. What percentage of that $20,000 budget, that's just average, $20,000 budget do you comprise? 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%? I would guess that the national average is 3% or about $600. I'm somewhere around 10% right now, which is only 2.25% more than sales tax in our area. 7.75%. I am making slightly more than they're paying in sales tax on that one day. How do your rates compare to tax? Are you worth more than sales tax? Do we provide more value to a reception than sales tax? The gratuity or service charge for the caterer, which is mandatory, is 18% in our area. At $25 a plate, 150 people, that's $37.50 times 18%, $675 for a mandatory service charge or gratuity. Plug in your own numbers. What's the average in your area? In mine, it's more like $50 a plate, 200 guests. That's an $1,800 tip. These expenses are just accepted without question because, why? Customary and reasonable. How does your fee compare to the service charge? How big is your piece of the pie? Once again, I'm assuming the national average DJ fee is $600 or 3%. Your rate may be higher, but I just wanted you to get a visual image of your place in the scheme of things. The sliver would be you. 97% is everybody else. Cake, flowers, favors, food, beverages, photography, balloons, etc. amount to more than 80% of our clients' budgets, but contribute less than 20% to the success of the party. The entertainment our clients choose, you people, represent on average less than 5% of the overall budget. But if the party is great or bad, who gets praised or blamed? We do. It's us. The entertainment contributes more than 80% to the outcome of the event. How much is that worth? They don't have a problem spending the money. They're spending the money, people. On average, $20,000. They're just not spending it on us. Why? Because they need to shift their priority from expenses that do nothing for the outcome of their celebration to expenses that ensure the success of their celebration.